Unit 1. Basic math terms. Vocabulary in use. Keywords. Addition. Add. Sum. Plus. Increase. Total. Subtraction. Subtract. Minus. Decrease. Take away. Deduct. Multiplication. Multiply. Product. Buy. Times. Lots of. Division. Divide. Quotient. Divisor. Dividend. Remainder. Let's divide 22 by 5. The answer is 4, with 2 left over. Fraction. Denominator. Numerator. Decimal number. Decimal point. Place value. Percentage. 1%. Percentile. Ratio. Average. Mean. Median. Middle. Calculation. Calculate. Multiplication tables. Estimation. Probability. Data. Survey. Exponent. Base. Power. Index. Indices. Listening quiz. Listen carefully about two different math problems. Solve each problem and write your answer. 1. First, do you know what rounding is? Rounding means the act of reducing the digits in a numerical value or making a simpler number. The result may not be accurate, but easier to use. For example, 83 rounded to the nearest 10 is 80, because 83 is closer to 80 than to 90. Do you see how this works? Then what does 86 round off to? 2. Next, find the greatest common factor. The greatest common factor is the biggest number that factors evenly into two or more larger numbers. It is a very important concept for simplifying fractions. The common factors of 10 and 30 are 1, 2, 5, and 10. And so the greatest common factor is 10. Do you understand? Well, the largest number we can divide both 10 and 30 evenly by is 10. What can it be simplified to? Math topic. The Pythagorean Theorem. Think. How can you prove the Pythagorean Theorem? Pythagoras is famous for what has become known as the Pythagorean Theorem. With this theorem, for any right-angled triangle, the square of the length of the hypotenuse, which means the longest side, opposite the right angle, is equal to the sum of the square of the other two sides. The theorem can be expressed as an equation. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Of interest, Pythagoras and his followers did not realize an important point. This equation also works for any shape. For example, the area of a pentagon on the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the pentagons on the other two sides, as it does for a semicircle or any other regular or even irregular shape. The most common and simplest example of a Pythagorean triangle has sides of 3, 4, and 5 units. 3 squared plus 4 squared equals 5 squared. After the development of basic arithmetic and geometry, the Pythagorean theorem and the properties of right-angled triangles appear to be the most ancient mathematical development, as well as the most widespread. It was found in some of the oldest mathematical texts from Babylon and Egypt, dating from over 1,000 years earlier than Pythagoras. One of the simplest proofs was found in ancient China, and probably originates before Pythagoras's birth. However, it was Pythagoras who gave the theorem its clear-cut form. On the right is a diagram which has four ABC triangles in it. Do you know how to prove the Pythagorean theorem using this diagram?
Unit 2. Atoms and Radiation. Vocabulary in use. Keywords: atom, nucleus, beam, particle, periodic table, proton, neutron, electron, electrically charged plate. Every atom has a nucleus containing protons and neutrons. All atoms of the same element have the same number of protons. This number is used to arrange the elements in the periodic table. Electrons are contained in shells around the nucleus. The total number of electrons is always the same as the number of protons in a neutral atom. Listening quiz. Look at the chart. What will happen if the beams of three particles are passed between two electrically charged plates? One plate is positive, and the other plate is negative. Which particles do A, B, and C represent? Protons, electrons, or neutrons? Listen carefully and try to answer this question. Some charges are attracted to each other. Positive and negative charges like to move towards each other, and similar charges, such as two positive charges or two negative charges, push away from each other. Protons are positively charged and so would be turned aside on a curving path towards the negative plate. Electrons are negatively charged and so would be turned aside on a curving path towards the positive plate. Neutrons don't have any charge and so would continue on in a straight line. If the electric field was strong enough, then the electron and proton beams might curve enough to hit their respective plates. So you can see the answers easily. Science Topic 1. The periodic table of the elements. Think. How many carbon atoms are there in a kilogram block of carbon? In chemistry, the periodic table is the most important reference. It is important because it arranges all the known elements in an informative array. They are arranged from top to bottom, from left to right, in order of increasing atomic number. This order mostly matches the increase in atomic mass. The different rows of elements are called periods. The period number of an element signifies the highest energy level that an electron in that element has in a ground state. The number of electrons in a period increases as one moves down the periodic table. That is, as the energy level of the atom increases, the number of the electron shells, K, L, and electron subshells, SP, per the shell will increase. If you are familiar with the periodic table, you can extract necessary information about individual elements by using the data in the table. For example, you can use carbon's atomic mass to determine how many carbon atoms there are in a kilogram block of carbon. Science Topic 2. A compound and a molecule. Think. Predict the products and balance the following chemical equations. When two or more atoms join together chemically, a molecule is formed. When a molecule contains at least two different elements, a compound is formed. Water, H2O, carbon dioxide, CO2, and methane, CH4, are compounds because each is made of more than one element. Chemical equations show the reactants and products in a chemical reaction or written symbolic representations of chemical reactions. The left side of the equation represents the reactants, while the right side represents the products. The law of conservation of mass states that the mass of the reactants and the mass of products in a chemical reaction are equal. No elements can be created or destroyed in a chemical reaction. So the number of atoms in the reactants has to balance the number of atoms in the products. Follow this example to see how chemical equations are balanced. NH4NO3 changes into N2O plus H2O. In the above chemical equation, you notice that there are two nitrogen atoms on both sides, so nitrogen is already balanced. There are three oxygen atoms on the left, but only two on the right, so oxygen is not balanced. Similarly, there are four hydrogen atoms on the left and only two on the right, so hydrogen is not balanced as well. The balancing of oxygen and hydrogen need to be done together by making the coefficient of H2O equal to 2. Then the balanced equation reads as follows. NH4, NO3, changes into N2O plus 2H2O. Now you see there are equal quantities of all elements on both sides of the reaction, and the law of conservation of mass is maintained.